We know that it's gotten a lot easier in the past year to travel to Cuba, but there are some Cubans who've got no desire to go back to the island. That's especially the case for many transgender Cubans who lived in Cuba in the 60s and 70s. Some of them even went to prison because of their gender identity. WLRN's Nadej Green has one woman's story from Miami.
Ana Marrero pulls back her shirt sleeve and holds out her left arm.
Look, in Cuban prisons, I tried on various occasions to kill myself with knives.
She counts the succession of healed scars on her forearm. They look like horizontal tally marks.
8 times.
Marrero is a transgender woman. She fled Cuba as part of the Mariel boat lift in 1980. She identified as female from a very young age. In Cuba, she would wear her mother's clothes and makeup. And she paid the consequences.
From the age of 10 to the age of 18, I was usually in prison in Cuba for just being who I am.
Back then, the Cuban government had very rigid gender expectations, and it regularly sent gay and transgender people to prisons and labor camps for leading a so-called deviant lifestyle.
It was horrible. We couldn't have a life. In those days, the Cuban government was very backward and cruel about homosexuality. In prison, I met a gay man who had naturally large breasts, and that bothered the prison authorities so much that they operated on him to get rid of those breasts.
That Cuba, the Cuba Marrero knew, is changing. Mariela Castro, President Raul Castro's daughter, directs the government's National Center for Sex Education. She's a leading advocate for Cuba's gay and transgender community. In 2013, Cuba's parliament passed a ban forbidding discrimination in the workplace based on sexual orientation. Mariela Castro, also a parliament member, voted against the ban because it didn't protect transgender people. This is Mariela Castro in an interview with Daily Extra, a Canadian website that covers the gay community. She says in Cuba, homophobia and transphobia are still widespread. Mariette Pathy Allen is a U.S. photographer who's documented transgender women in Cuba since 2013.
It's a very hard life.
Despite the progress of Cuba's LGBT movement, many of the trans women Pathy has photographed say they're still harassed and detained by police. They also say they can't get jobs.
A lot of them have no choice but to become prostitutes, street workers.
And there are the threats of violence, especially beyond Havana in the provinces. Last year, a trans woman was reportedly stoned to death in Pinar del Rio in western Cuba. Activists called it a hate crime. Still, many say, Mariela Castro is a sign that real change may come to trans Cubans. In Miami, Ana Marrero knows progress is happening.
Yes, Mariela Castro has changed and opened up a lot of things there. If Mariela Castro had been there when I was living there, maybe I wouldn't have come here.
But Marrero says the transphobia she experienced living in Cuba, she also experienced here early on in Miami's Cuban exile community. She says Cuban-American police officers used to stop her and accuse her of being a prostitute. They questioned her gender and made unwanted sexual advances at her.
I felt very powerless.
Today, though, Marrero says she feels more acceptance of transgender people in Miami.
Today, I can walk more freely. I can go where I want, and I can be who I want to be without facing so much discrimination.
But even with better U.S.-Cuba relations, Marrero still can't bring herself to ever go back to Cuba.
I suffered too much trauma in Cuba. It would cause me too much panic to return there.
Her resolve hardens when she looks down at her arm. The self-inflicted scars left from her life in Cuba's prisons are a permanent reminder of a time when she could not be free being herself. For The World, Nadej Green, Miami.